وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا موسى. ما شاء الله really beautiful question أخي. The answer of your question direct حفظك الله تعالى. The thing that make the place Muslim or non-Muslim, make the land Muslim or land of Islam or land of non-Islam is شعائر الدين الظاهرة. شعائر الدين الظاهرة means when Allah's signs is showing in that land and the Muslims are the majority in it and they are so proud on practicing their religion on top of everyone, and you can see the religion of Islam is on top of everyone, that is Muslim land. And part of it, the ruler is among the Muslim or claim himself Muslim, or in general he is among the Muslimin or from the Muslimin. It's part of it, not the opposite, not the things go back. The main thing is the government and the ruler, so we can't decide he's a Muslim or no. No, with this way, akhi, you're going to face a lot of problem and contradiction with the evidence and with the reality. The situation is opposite. When the land being the most of the people in it is claim themselves as some Muslims, you understand? And the sha'air al-Islam zahira, the masajid showing, the adhan everywhere, the salah, the hay'atul muslimin, the form of the muslimin is everywhere, and they are on top of others. This is Muslim land. You understand? It doesn't matter how they rule and how they practice, if it's still شعائر الدين الظاهرة is in that place, he is a Muslim land. And part of this شعائر, the ruler and the government claim themselves as part of this majority. You understand? This is a Muslim land. To prove this, have a lot of evidence from the Kitab and from the Sunnah and from the logic and the correct understanding. You understand? And this is the best definition you could find in terms of definition of a Muslim land. You understand? حفظك الله تعالى لا شخص لا تيم مرحبا than others, they said. This is the conclusion of the speech. One of the evidence, أخي, قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا ما أقام فيكم الصلاة. Look, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم connect about going خروج and go against the leader if you are able and try to change the situation and the system by removing only this great big sign of Islam. If this big great sign in Islam been removed, which means خلاص, the place is not a Muslim land. And you know, if the salah and the ma'adhin and the salawat are not, يعني, people, they remove it and till not being practiced normally and easily among the people, means what about the rest of the sha'air? Like Ramadan, like A'yad, like Al-Hajj, like Al-Zakawat, like these things. For sure, if they remove the Salah, means they remove before it everything. You understand? And if they keep the Salah being practiced normally among the people, from the top till the lower and the bottom person in the community being practiced normally, the masjid is open, the adhan is wide and loud among everybody, people, they go out to pray easily, they come in, means the rest of the sha'air still exists. And this is a Muslim, and this is for the majority, because if they are not majority, they cannot do it and they cannot practice it easily. You understand? And other evidence. إذن هذه الخلاصة حفظكم الله تعالى. And this is a great refute for number one, Al-Murji'ah. Al-Murji'ah, who they believe, no, it's a Muslim land, our land is a Muslim land. The main thing that we have the Tawheed in our hearts, doesn't matter how the situation it is. You understand? Until for them, even they allow themselves and to others to stay in the Kuffar land, because actually you can practice your religion, so it's okay, no problem. And the Hajar is not wajiba or it's not obligate on you. This open for a lot of people who they took the irja without even they know. You understand? And among the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, who they say the person, the hijra is not wajiba. Look, I said among ulama Ahl Sunnah, who they say the hijra is not wajiba among from the kuffar land, because they are able to practice their religion, their opinion is totally wrong. And he support lots of opinion among the people who they following the irja, sallallahu. And it refutes, and it refutes the extreme takfiri people and madhab who they believe know if the leader he did حكم بغير ما أنزل الله عز وجل finish he is a kafir and whoever will agree about him is a kafir even this person who cleaned the street if he agree about this ruler is a kafir and خلاص you know they it's obligate on them to leave the that land and to do hijra to where to go to a place that maybe you cannot protect yourself and your family and your wealth from it yeah like how they did in Iraq or in Bilad al-Sham or whatever you understand even Mecca and Medina for them is a kafir. An opinion that not acceptable, not by the kitab, not by the sunnah, not by the logic, not by the reality. Not by the reality. You understand? Both باطل. سواء كان هؤلاء الخوارج أو هؤلاء المرجئة. والحق هو هذا الوسط كما أخبرتك بارك الله فيك.